If you want to get an initiative on the ballot in Washington state, you need a lot of signatures, nearly 250,000 from registered voters. And typically, that's going to cost you around $1 million. If you want to do it cheaper, you need someone like Jonathan Tong.
I've got lots of other things I would rather be doing on my Saturday afternoons than standing out in front of a store.
KUOW's David Hyde brings us a story now of one volunteer signature gatherer.
You're on your way into your favorite organic grocery store, and there's this signature gatherer perched just outside the door. You're in a rush. You got a lot in your mind. You're thinking, I should stop, but I really just don't have the time right now. But how is that signature gatherer plotting to get you to stop?
You want to say something that can hopefully hook them within the first 5-10 seconds, because they're already walking on their way past you, and you really don't get much more than 5 or 10 seconds to do it.
Most of the signature gatherers you see around town are hired guns. $2 to $3 per signature is the going rate. But Jonathan Tong is a volunteer. This year, he's working on a couple of initiatives to try to rein in the influence of money in politics. This one is Initiative 1464.
Gentlemen, how are you? Would you like to help us put an initiative on the ballot to clean up politics in Washington State?
Tong explains that opening line strategy this way.
We're trying to go for something that's nonpartisan, not something that sounds like a liberal Democrat thing or a conservative Republican thing, something that all people agree on.
And who doesn't want to clean up politics this year? But it turns out it's not that easy to get people to stop and sign, even for that cause, even at the PCC Certified Organic Grocery Store and Seattle, Washington Co-op.
Hi, ladies. How are you?
Would you like to help us get Initiative 1464 on the ballot to clean up politics in Washington State? See, I told you, it's got to be like 5 seconds. Okay. Might have to find a new opening line.
How does Tong approach rejection?
It's what you do. It's like fishing. You know, you throw the line out there and you know that there's going to be a lot of time out there where you're not reeling in fish. But when you do get somebody signed, it really is a good feeling. It's a nice feeling.
Tong also tells me he's selective about where he casts his opening lines.
If somebody's walking by who obviously is in a hurry, I'm not going to bother taking the time. If I see a mother with a young baby squirming around, I'm not going to bother with that. On the flip side, you recognize somebody's face just from their body language, that they are smiling, that they're not in a hurry.
And then it happens.
I'm seeing a friendly face here. I'm feeling good about this.
Hi, ma'am. How are you? Would like to help us put an initiative on the November ballot?
It would help increase transparency in elections, close the revolving door between government and lobbying.
That line was more like 8 seconds, but it works. Nicole Bartel explains why she decides to stop.
I feel like I have an obligation to get more involved in politics these days, especially nowadays.
So that's one signature. It's not easy work. The rejections, the slow pace, the fact that he's got better things to do. So why do it?
I do this for a lot of different reasons, but mainly because I have 2 teenage daughters, and I want them to have a decent democracy to inherit when they grow up. I'm also a high school teacher, and I want my students to have the kind of democracy they deserve. I want them to have the kind of democracy they think they have when they pledge allegiance to the flag every morning.
Jonathan Tong. He and others are out gathering signatures at grocery stores and parking lots near you. I'm David Hyde, KUOW News.
Initiative campaigns have until July 8th to qualify for the November ballot.